My dear friends in Christ, this is actually my favorite time of year. Despite my tardiness on the highway this morning, despite all the snow that causes issues out there, this is my favorite time of year. I actually like it when the days get shorter. I know some people are going to think that I'm weird, but I like it when it gets dark really early. It feels kind of spooky, doesn't it? Like you're waiting for something, like something's going to happen. This in the church is what we call Advent. Not Christmas yet, even though we might have our Christmas decorations up, even though we might have our Christmas in the stores. This is Advent. It's a time of waiting. It's really a time of fun. It's a time of wonder. And someday, I think when you guys get old enough, and you might notice this when you're driving home, even the cars on the highway in the night look like they're celebrating Christmas, don't they? All the red and all the white. It's really my favorite time of year. It's magical. I imagine this might have been good for Mary, too. She was waiting for the birth of her little baby. Everything else would have taken a back seat to that. Now, you guys know, right? We just had our little baby a few weeks ago. She'll be 4 weeks tomorrow. Little Ava. There's so much that you have to do when you're getting ready for a baby. And for Mary and Joseph, it probably was a little bit worse. Not only did they have to get everything ready, they had to get the room ready and the house cleaned, and they had to get all the meals cooked beforehand and put in the freezer and all of that kind of stuff. But then they were forced to travel because the Caesar demanded of them. And Joseph had to travel from Nazareth with a 9-month pregnant wife all the way to Bethlehem. That's not a short distance. And they didn't have cars. They walked, they rode donkeys and horses. And Mary was so close to having a baby that every step was probably like torture to her. How many of you guys have a younger brother or sister? Do you remember when your mom was pregnant? And how everything she did tired her out? Can you imagine having to travel by donkey a couple hundred miles? That would have been hard. But it's this way for women. It's really kind of interesting. When the baby is born, all of the difficulties that you go through just seem to fade away. The baby is born, and the baby comes up, and the mother begins to cuddle the baby. And everything goes away. I mean, you know, beforehand, you start freaking out. You have to get the room ready, the diapers ready, the clothes ready, the humidifier ready. Everything has to be ready and clean. And then all of a sudden the baby comes, and you don't control when a baby comes. It just happens. When that baby comes, when I held Ava in my arms for the first time, everything that we had gone through seemed to just disappear. Didn't matter anymore. You had to be happy. You do when you're holding a baby. You have to be happy and you have to be satisfied. Whatever else is ready, whatever else isn't ready, everything is now just as it is supposed to be. That's what Advent and Christmas are really all about, you know. We prepare and we prepare and we prepare for Jesus to come back. That's what Advent and Christmas is all about. We are waiting for Jesus to come back. Yeah, sure. How many of you guys like presents? I'm surprised that not every hand is up. How many of you guys like the Christmas season? Yeah, me too. It's fun, isn't it? I mean, we get to sing the songs, we get to eat the candy canes. Maybe your mom or your dad or your grandparents bake cookies, right? Sometimes there's a big Christmas meal, and all of this is great. But Christmas is really about preparing for Jesus to come back. See, we see what it was like for him when he came into our flesh for the first time, when he was born as a baby. But now we wait for him to come again. After Jesus died for your sins and was resurrected from the dead. He ascended to heaven to rule next to his Father and to wait for the day that he would return. That's what he's doing right now. Did you know that? Jesus is waiting. And we wait too. We wait and we prepare. We prepare our hearts. We ask him to forgive our sins and make us holy like he's holy. We prepare our families and our friends. We encourage them in the faith. We prepare our minds. We learn more about Jesus all of the time. We prepare, we prepare, we prepare. We wait, we wait, we wait. We act like the shepherds. We go out and we tell everyone that we can about this baby, the baby who is God and like us, who dies to take away the sins of the entire world. We prepare, we prepare, we prepare. We wait, and we wait, and we wait. And when he comes back, and make no mistake, my friends, Jesus is coming back. Then we can rest. We've prepared all of this time, and when he comes back, we can hold him. We can hug him. And we're satisfied with everything that is done. The preparation is over. When he comes back, everything that we've gone through in this life, it's not going to matter. It's all going to fall to the side when we hug and hold our Lord. We're going to be amazed at this Jesus who forgave your sins. And then like Mary, we're going to be like Mary. We're going to look back on all of this, and we're going to treasure it. How many of you have gone through something like what you would consider a hard time? A few of you? How many of you have been in trouble before? How many of you have asked for forgiveness before? How many of you have been forgiven before? You see, these are the things that we actually can look back and treasure. Because these bring us closer and closer to Jesus himself. Every time we go through these, it brings us closer to the day of his return. And ultimately, when we get out of our graves, when Jesus makes us rise up from the dead, these things we'll look back on in our life eternal and say, see how much our Lord loved us. And we'll treasure them, not because they're fun and not because they're good, but because they bring us closer to Jesus. In his name we say amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.